As adults with developmental disabilities have transitioned away from life in state institutions, some have sought a middle ground between group homes and living by themselves. The California Mentor Program exists to fill that need.
We're an adult family home agency, and what we do is we go out and we find families or individuals who want to be sort of like foster families to adults with developmental disabilities. So they would open their hearts and open their homes and bring a person or two in to live with them and be caregivers for those people.
Jen Leslie is the Bay Area coordinator for California Mentor, a 14-year-old nonprofit that currently has more than 500 clients placed in private homes statewide, including about 40 here in Sonoma County. And there's a waiting list for more.
There's a tremendous need. People that want to live in a family home, some of these folks have never got to live with a family. They've never had the chance to go shopping or have a family pet or live in a family with children or go to church or all of the things that we take for granted. There's people waiting for good homes all over this area.
Who are these clients? In most cases, Leslie says, they are young people trying to extend their ability to be independent and find their place in the world.
We have people that are 18, 19, 20, young adults that are moving out of the family home. Maybe they don't want to live with mom and dad anymore because they're moving towards independence, but they're not ready to live on their own yet either. Some of these young people, they take the buses, you know, they're very independent. Some of them even drive. They have jobs, so they'll move in with their mentor family to learn those life skills towards independence. But then we also have people all over the spectrum and people that have a wide range of needs, including high medical needs, high needs for behavior support, things like that.
Beyond being at least 21, the qualifications for becoming a mentor are not hard to meet, and households with children, even infants, are welcomed.
There's 4 or 5 days of training that they would have to do, and there's a background check. They have to have an open room or two in their home. A lot of them have a caregiving background, you know, LVNs, RNs, CNAs, but that's not required.
Typically, it takes about a month to get certified, Leslie says, and there is some fiscal compensation.
The stipends range from about $1,100 on up to, gosh, $3,000 a month. And it's considered non-taxable income. It's through the Foster Care Act.
But in most cases, the placement is much more about creating a new relationship within the household, one that can often last for years.
They can be shorter term if it's a younger individual that's moving towards living independently. But some folks, they need a lifetime of care, so it might be a very long-term placement. We even have one placement that's multi-generational. The mother had these two young men in her home, and she was the mentor for several years. And then she retired, and her daughter is now the mentor because these people, they are family. They become a new family group.
Since California passed the first Lanternman Act back in 1969, ensuring services for adults with developmental disabilities, the state has pioneered moving away from institutionalizing them. In that spirit, says Jen Leslie, mentoring is all about offering more choices.
And really, that's what we are. It's another residential living option for people who choose not to live in a group home or in an institution.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.